Yeah, I came here to try and be a professional netball player alongside my studies. And when I graduated in 2011, I kind of won my first professional contract down in New Zealand. I lived there for 5 years playing in the semi-pro league, the ANZ Champs. And now I'm currently in Sydney, Australia, playing professional netball for the Giants. I think playing down under is probably a step up from, you know, other leagues around the world. The environment is very much an elite environment. You train together pretty much 7 days a week. You're with your team, yeah, every day. And I suppose that kind of contributes to the level and the standard of netball played. It's pretty fast, it's furious, and yeah, it's great fun to play down in Sydney. Yeah, it's been a huge year of netball for me. Playing in a Home World Cup was absolutely awesome. To come away with a bronze medal wasn't what we wanted, but we'll definitely take it. And yeah, to earn my 100th cap for England, playing in front of a home crowd in that World Cup was pretty special, and to have my family there as well, it was a really nice moment for me. I think the crowds in England have really shot up over the years, and I think netball as a general landscape in this country has really gone from strength to strength. When I was playing in Loughborough, you know, we didn't have sell-out stadiums and sell-out crowds, and I know that the Super League is attracting more and more attention now, and I think it's a great way for the game to go, and having that Home World Cup is hopefully giving us another step up towards that professional level in this country, and helping the England Roses along the way as well. I think there's absolutely more work to be done in netball, not just in England but internationally as well. I think the more work that people put in to the grassroots and giving access to, you know, young kids, seeing netball on TV, seeing it in the media, having that as a genuine and a career option, or you know, an option for their sporting life, is really something that we need to keep striving towards. And I'm really proud to represent England in that sense. And you know, I want as many young kids playing the sport as possible. Yeah, really excited to be back for the British Fast Five All-Stars. Fast and furious 12-minute games. You can shoot outside the circle for 5-pointers. It's got power plays, obviously only 5 on a team or on a court at one time, so it should be really good fun. It's going to be pretty intense. Hopefully there'll be a lot of long bombs, and hopefully we'll come away with a win. I have put a little bit of thought into life after netball, obviously not too. I did get a degree when I was in Loughborough, international relations, so maybe I'll look to use that. I have no intention of becoming the next Prime Minister of this country in any way, shape or form, but yeah, I think probably just staying in the sporting arena, either coaching or sports administration, is probably where I'm going to go. Yeah, when I need a break from the sport, if that's in everyday life, or you know, just I suppose to take away the stress of training and games, I always go to the beach where I live in Sydney, really refresh, go for a nice walk and get in the ocean. Other than that, I just like to connect with, you know, my family and friends. I think it's really important to keep talking to people, even if you're not struggling. It's really nice to kind of share your load week to week, day to day, and that's how I cope with the pressures of professional netball, and how it keeps me kind of strong and fit. It's great to be back in Loughborough. The place has changed massively since I was playing for Lightning and at university here back in 2011. It's great to be back wearing the purple dress again, and yeah, it's awesome to be back in the environment and with a new group of girls in the Lightning environment.